pleased to have 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins in-house with us. Brad stops by on the final Tuesday of every month, and will be talking to us today largely about redistricting, but we'll also take kind of a peek ahead at the legislative sessions that, again, we'll gavel here before you know it in a few months' time when we get to the new year. And Brad's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Chris. Good to see you. Good to be here in Coho Studios, so... It's fun.
You staying busy out there? I mean, there's always something for a senator to be doing, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, the work is essentially year-round, and so is the public's expectations. You know, we've fortunately sort of transitioned out of the wildfire season for the most part now that we have this cooler weather. I just completed my 5th annual district listening tour, which we did via Zoom this year again, but we had good participation all throughout the district, and so it was good to connect with people, and that listening tour has proven really helpful to get legislative ideas and to kind of get in the mindset of what the district wants out of me as their state senator.
Yeah, well, we want to jump into redistricting, I know, here, and again, talk about that largely today, Brad, but just to kind of cue in on what you were talking about, the listening tour real quick, what are you hearing from folks here, constituents within the district?
Well, we have such a large district geographically, we have such a wide range of issues, and we have a wide range of different philosophical thought and, just ideas of political philosophy and things across the district. So I met with people all throughout the district, Leavenworth, Metow Valley, Wenatchee, Douglas County, Rock Island, and there are continues to be a lot of concern about the state mandates and more or less the use of the governor's executive powers kind of as on an ongoing basis. But we covered issues related to wildfire, education, water, healthcare. It just really ran the gamut and had some really good discussions with folks. And those are all the things I sort of start to kind of warm up to the session starting again. In the fall is traditionally the time when legislators start thinking about, you know, rolling out their legislative proposals or looking ahead towards the next session. And it's really nice for me to kind of get in that headspace too, because before you know it, right around the corner, we'll be starting the legislative session again.
Yeah, for sure. And perhaps we'll get a chance to circle back to that before we're finished today. But again, Brad, we want to talk about redistricting.
Sure.
Again, a lot of news being made on that front in recent weeks with the release of some of the proposed redistricting, in particular, obviously, for, you know, the 12th here and then, you know, other districts that are nearby. So what can you tell us about this, I guess, and your involvement in that process and some of your thoughts on what's been released?
So the Washington State redistricting process is really well supported. It's a process that, you know, every state goes about this redistricting a little bit differently. And we hear about these really contentious partisan sort of bickering matches that go on. But our state, back in, I think, 1983, set in place this redistricting commission, which is a bipartisan commission. So there are two Republican appointees and two Democratic appointees and a non-voting chairperson. So there's five members of the redistricting commission. And basically people say, well, why do we need to even go through this process? Well, it is really important, and it is something that our Constitution prescribes every 10 years based on the census data. So we collect this federal census data. And in the state of Washington, if you lay a map of the state kind of on your kitchen table, there are 49 different legislative districts. Each district has one senator and two House members. And each of the district looks very different geographically because they're all different sized pieces, but they're supposed to balance based on population. So for example, a state senator taking a vote on behalf of the 12th district, which I do, I represent more or less the same number of population as the state senator from downtown Seattle or Southwest Washington, Northwest Washington. So it's really important. And every 10 years, you know, we have to reassess the population and make sure that we redraw the lines so that we're still representing the same number of people. And then the redistricting commissioners, so there's four of them that are voting, they each release a proposal for their maps for what the new districts would look like, and that's for statewide. So just recently, the redistricting commissioners released their state legislative proposals. They will be releasing their federal congressional district proposals for our 10 congressional districts. And as you can imagine, the four districts that at least were released are, you know, have some similarities, but also some differences, and I'd be happy to talk about those.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the ones that were proposed, because most of them didn't shake things up too much, it didn't seem, but there was one that captured some people's attention, it looked like.
Yeah. So it is a little bit interesting, you know, two of the proposals essentially kept the same sort of boundaries for the 12th district, which right now the 12th legislative district includes all of Chelan County, all of Douglas County, a portion of Grant County, and about half of Okanagan. And two of the four essentially did the same thing. We have larger population reports in Western Washington and less population reporting in the census from Central and Eastern Washington. So the Central and Eastern Washington legislative districts are likely going to expand geographically to pick up population, whereas the Western Washington districts might kind of tighten up a little bit. So the two of the four had those expanded areas kind of a little bit more into Okanagan County, but fortunately kept Chelan and Douglas counties together. The third proposal kept Chelan and Douglas counties together, but shifted the 12th district from more of a North Central Washington based district to more of a Central Washington based district. So in kept Chelan and Douglas County, but instead of reaching up into Okanagan County to the Canadian border, it added Lincoln County to the east of us. So it's more of a kind of an elongated Central Washington district, which I think also makes sense, even though I wouldn't want to lose the Okanagan County communities and key stakeholders that we've built up an understanding of, you know, a historical knowledge of their issues. The fourth proposal was way off base and really not workable. It included all of Chelan County, just a portion of like East Wenatchee, and then reached into a portion of King County and into Snohomish, almost past Monroe and some other areas. So we might need to pick up some population, but I support like three of the four proposals. And ultimately, the commissioners now are just looking to get public comment on the proposals that they released. And the final proposal, or the final map, which should be adopted by November 15th, so it's not too far from now, but the final map for the state legislative districts could be one of those four, but more likely it's going to be something new based on the public comment that they're receiving through their process.
I see. Okay, so again, that more radical proposal that pushes things west sounds similar to the 8th Congressional District, actually, and that one, of course, always draws a lot of, you know, conversation whenever we talk with Kim Schreier. It seems like we're always sort of talking about how purple an area that she actually represents, with a lot more Democratic voters, certainly on the western side of that equation than on the eastern side. So, Brad, I'm sure it's not necessarily that is the concern, but as you said, it's keeping the integrity of the familiar with all the areas that you represent, similar to the Okanagan County push aside to the Lincoln County, where you don't know as much what's going on.
Yeah, we don't have that much historical knowledge, say, about a new area, but Congresswoman Kim Schreier's congressional district has more like logical boundaries when you actually look at that map, whereas this one particular proposal for the 12th district was really oddly shaped and really not really accessible for the constituents of the district as well as the legislators. So, you know, that's an important thing too. You want to be able over the next 10 years to access your constituents, and you want your constituents to feel like their legislator is accessible to you as well. So those sort of things are really important. And there are a lot of shared community interests within North Central Washington that have been long established. In particular, I really think it's important that Chelan and Douglas counties stay connected in any one legislative district. Because if you think about it, Chris, we have all this long history of shared cooperative, positive relationships, whether it's the Chelan-Douglas Health District, the Chelan-Douglas Regional Port Authority, the Chelan-Douglas Land Trust, the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of these things we associate, even though East Wenatchee is a separate municipality, the Wenatchee in its own county. We're really one community here, and we have a lot of cooperation across counties. And so for those reasons, I'm really, you know, hopeful. And, you know, there's all sorts of agencies when you really think about it, Link Transit and the Chelan Douglas Transportation Council and all these organizations that serve our two county area and are sort of built around this area and have a long positive working relationship with the 12th District legislators. So to splinter apart Chelan and Douglas counties really doesn't make sense, which is why I'm really encouraged that three of the four proposals kind of kept the two counties intact. And obviously Okanagan County is important to people who've served in the 12th district. They have a lot of shared commonalities with natural resource issues and other things, but you know, something has to give, and it might be that we lose a portion of the Okanagan County stakeholders to take on Lincoln County or some other new area, which I will be disappointed in that, but I'll be honored to reach out to those people if that time comes.
Yeah. Well, it's been long said that Chelan and Douglas County could merge and become Chelugless County or whatever.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. And nobody would really notice all that much. I mean, obviously it would change some things internally, but you know, it seems almost like a reasonable enough idea, but it's good to know that most of those proposals sit well with you, and it looks like we'll be using one of those.
Yeah, and I'd really encourage that, you know, fortunately our redistricting process is bipartisan and it's public, and the commission encourages people right now to offer comments. And so you can go to the Washington State Redistricting Commission website and click on the public comment link. I think they have an email there that's like comment@redistricting.wa.gov, something like that, and people can offer their comments too, whether it's about shared relationships between Chelan and Douglas counties and the importance of keeping our area together, or other comments about the proposals. I do encourage people this week to offer comments, because those final proposals are going to be negotiated and approved by the commission November 15th. And then in January of 2022, or maybe February of 2022, during the legislative session, when we get back there as legislators, we're going to be offering kind of the final up or down approval. We can't adjust the redistricting commission's final plan very much, but we'll be ratifying that in the legislature in 2022.
All right, very good. 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Senator Hawkins joining us on the final Tuesday of every month, and going to go back to a weekly talk with us here pretty soon when the legislative session is gavel, and that's going to be at the beginning of the year. Brad, didn't have time to talk about that with you today, but maybe next go around. Until then, stay well, and you said you're a Daniel Craig guy.
That's right, Daniel Craig, and we're going to see No Time to Die. Is that the next one?
Yeah,
we're going to see that, my son and I, at the movies, so we're excited about that.
All right, well, the premiere's today, and if you're an A-lister, but if you're the rest of us, you got to wait until a week from Friday, but sounds like you'll be in line with your kiddos.
That's so right.
Very good. Brad, good to see you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 747 at your hometown station, Coho 101. Striding into hour three of the Coho Morning Show, and got more on the way for you on this Tuesday set.
Looking for a change? Chelan PUD is hiring. You can make a real difference in Chelan County through public service. The mission is to enhance the quality of life by providing sustainable, reliable